there. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. My special guest today is Joseph Holmes. Now, you're going to have an open mind to listen to what Joseph has to say. But at the end and at the end of the day, and the bottom line are the very excellent points he makes about ways to improve ourselves. And that's why I booked him on the show. He's got a book out called Love Notes for Your Soul. He's got a series of books in addition to that. We're going to get into all of that. And Joseph has got some excellent tidbits, if you keep an open mind, on how to make your reintegration smoother. We're going to be back with Joseph right after this. My name's Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Drop me a line. Love to hear from you. MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Welcome back. My guest today is Joseph Holmes. Joseph has got a book called Love Notes for Your Soul. He's also got a series of books entitled Loving Yourself Wealthy, and we're going to talk about those as well. Welcome, Joseph, to the Journey of Hope.
Good morning. Nice to be here, Rodney.
It's good to have you. We like to start the show with people telling us a little bit about themselves. Could you do that for us?
Well, sure. When I was a child, I was very artistic, very creative, and then I was sexually molested at about the age of 10, and all of that creativity shut down. I was not able to tell anybody about it or talk to anybody about it until I was in my 40s, and what initiated that was I had a vision of Mary Magdalene, and she healed me. Of the molestations to the point where I could openly discuss them and write about them, and which is what I do in my books. You know, the NBC or somebody did a documentary on the Catholic priests and the abuse problem. And of all the horrific stories they could have chosen to interview on the victims, they chose a man who had only been touched one time, and the devastation it brought onto his life. And they did that for a reason. You know, there's horrific stories out there, but they chose to interview this man who the molestation was one touch, one time. That was it. Mm-hmm. And they did that because they wanted to emphasize how damaging just the simplest touches, let alone the horrific stories have happened to people. So Maggie, I called Mary Magdalene Maggie, and she asked me to start publishing these poems, which we named The Love Notes for Your Soul. And the most popular book I have is in the Loving Yourself Wealthy series. It's Volume 3, The Power of Angels. And I think that resonates with people because I do tell a story of my abuse in there. But I also believe that many people have witnessed what we call supernatural events, but they're intimidated about talking about them, or they doubt it. And these are the things. And I know we don't have much time today, but if I can emphasize to your listeners, is, you know, when you start listening to your angels, and you can call that your intuition if you want. I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
But when you start listening to your intuition and following it, in other words, choosing love instead of fear, I think most of us make decisions every day based on fear. You know, if I don't do this, or if I don't go for my dream, I won't be able to pay the mortgage, or whatever. Right? And I'm saying if you listen to your intuition, which I call your angels, and take action on that intuition. Then gradually you'll be able to choose love over fear more and more, and your life will completely change. Now, having said that, I want to emphasize that no matter how many experiences you have, your ego is always going to create doubt in your mind because the ego wants to stay in control. And I'll just give one primary example.
Okay.
These notes started coming to me in December 2013. In March of the next year, so just a few months later, I started having real doubt. You know, oh, come on, you know, are these really, am I fooling myself, right? Am I really talking to Mary Magdalene, right? Now, when she first started sending me these notes, she asked me if she could call me Joseph, which is my middle name. I said, sure, but I'd like to call you Maggie. And I said, I know Maggie's not a common nickname for, or it isn't, is not a nickname for Magdalene, but I like the name, I call you Maggie. She said, sure, okay. So in March of the next year, I'm having all these doubts. So I asked her, I said, I want a burning bush. I want something that can be indisputable, a sign, a burning bush, that these are really coming from you. And, you know, a day went by and nothing happened. A week went by, a month went by, nothing happened. So I kind of forgot about it, but these notes kept coming through to me. So I kept writing them. And in July of that same year, she asked me to start publishing them. So I thought, well, publishing them, how? Okay, if I'm going to publish these, I better have some people read them and get some testimonials. And I didn't want to give them to my friends because, you know, your friends are going to say everything nice, right? So I looked on this website that had thousands of people that provide different services. You know, they'll set up a web page for you or you know, different things.
And I'm
a visual person, so I was just going quickly through the pictures of the people, and then a picture caught my eye, so I stopped, and her name was Angelina, and she provided a service where she would write something nice on a sign and hold it up for you. You know, she's really pretty, you know, and you could use it in your advertisement, whatever. Well, you know, that's not what I needed, but I contacted her and asked her, didn't tell her anything. I just told her I had some poems I'd like her to read. And she wrote back and said, well, no, I don't do that. So we went back and forth for a few days. And finally she said, okay, send me some of these. I said, now look, I'll pay you for your time to read them, but I'm not going to pay you for a testimonial. I'll pay you for your time to read them. If you like them, if they move you in any way and you feel obliged to write a testimonial, I would appreciate it. If not, that's fine. Okay. So I sent her a sampling, and then I also sent her the story behind them. And the next day she writes back and she says, Joseph, I need to tell you something. She says, I love these love notes, but I have to tell you this. Everybody knows me as Angelina, but my middle name is Magdalena.
What?
And she said, and when I was a teenager, my best friends called me Maggie.
Oh, no.
I said, now, because I wanted to confirm this. Yeah, I said, now, wait a minute. Maggie's not a nickname for Magdalena, is it? She said, no, it's not. But one of my friends called me Maggie, and I liked it, so it kind of caught on. So I thought, oh, my God. Then I looked back at her name, and her name is Angelina, Angelina. And I thought, my God, this must be the angel, this burning bush for Maggie. Well, we kind of became better friends over about a month or so, and I guess when she got more comfortable with me, she wrote me one day and she said, Joseph, I have to tell you something else. She said, my name is Angelina, but that's the name my father wanted to name me. My mother wanted to name me Maria. And my birth certificate has Maria Magdalena.
Wow.
Mary Magdalene. She said, I know you're not going to believe this. So she sent me a copy of her passport. So her name is Mary Magdalena, nicknamed Maggie.
Wow.
Now, that's the burning bush. But you see, So that's why I so much believe in that. I mean, that couldn't have happened in 1,000 years. I mean, of the thousands of people I could have chose, I chose her. Her name was Angelina. I had nothing about her. And all the story unfolds. Now, for your listeners, I want to emphasize, even with a burning bush, the ego will still play games with you. So about 3 months ago, I started having a little bit of doubt again. So Maggie tells me, look up Migdalia. Well, when I, you know, in 1968, I was in college and had a very good friend named Migdalia. She was from Mexico. And there was just this connection between the two of us. But I never forgot her name because Migdalia is a very uncommon Mexican name. Mm-hmm. And so out of the blue, about 3 months ago, I'm having a little doubt. Maggie tells me, look up Migdalia. I said, Migdalia? So I looked it up, and it said flower. And I said, well, yeah, she was pretty. She was like a flower. So the next day, Maggie says, look it up again. I said, well, I looked it up. She said, look it up using another dictionary. So I used a different dictionary. And it says, Migdalia, derivative Magdalena.
Wow.
I said, okay.
Wow.
All right.
I bet.
So this, because you can see this becomes really fun in a way. Mm-hmm. If you just tune in and somebody says, well, that's okay, Joseph. Somebody said to me once, okay, you can hear Mary Magdalene and Mary, but what about me? I can't. And I said, well, you know, Anita Morjani has a book out called Dying to Be Me, and she's got a beautiful passage in that book because, you know, she had stage 4 lymphoma cancer, and she died and was brought back to life. When I first met Mary Magdalene, I had that was not in my consciousness. That was a complete surprise to me, but I was open. I was open to anything happening.
Well, let's stop right there for just a second, and I want to talk. You keep bringing up this the idea of fear and ego is kind of being right. The culprits. So in your experience, for people that are listening, what is the best way to work toward getting rid of those things? How do you get rid of fear and ego issues?
Well, fear and ego is never going to leave us. They're just part of the human condition. And what I've done is I just befriended them. So in other words, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I try and do, you know, whenever we wake up, we're in our heads, you know. So I immediately drop down into my heart. I listen to my heart, and that's how Maggie speaks to me. And you know, ego is just a EGO, standing for edging God out. Huh. And so what I do during the day when my ego's running amok, I realize what's happening, and I just stop and I say thank you. I say thank you for reminding me to drop back into my heart and choose love over fear. And that's what I do. I just befriended it. It's become my friend now. And what that means is every time the ego is doing its thing, I use it as a friend to remind me to drop back into my heart instead of fighting with it. You know, oh, God, my ego, what's wrong with me? You know, there's nothing wrong with you. Your ego is your ego. It's always going to be there. Just use it now as a friend.
Well, Joseph, this audience primarily is ex-offenders who are getting themselves on their feet.
Okay, great.
And tell us what we could get from your books, how your books can help us, and, things along those lines.
Sure. Well, you know, my brother's an ex-offender.
Okay.
People make decisions. You know, all of us make bad decisions.
Of course,
some of us just make decisions that land us in jail.
That's right.
But, But you know, there's no judgment there. I mean, we're always making decisions, and we're all always falling down. But you know, Paulo Coelho says, you know, the secret of life is to fall down 7 times to get up 8 times.
Right.
You know, and it's just, you just keep going. And but the reasons we make poor decisions is because we're into our ego. The ego has control at that moment in time. And we make those decisions out of fear. And if you just practice your heart and trying to listen to it, you know, and for some of us that's difficult in the beginning, but it's, again, it's just practice. Making decisions based on love. And that's why this series of books is called Loving Yourself Wealthy. You know, wealthy meaning in all aspects of your life, you know, your spiritual life, your financial, your emotional, your relationships. It's loving yourself wealthy. And the way you do that is by choosing love over fear. Mm-hmm. And that's what the love notes for your soul are about. They're all about. So there are these love notes, but I also give the commentary. So I explain right. What the notes are saying. So, and the notes cover all ranges of successful living, you know, so if somebody's trying to get back on their feet, they're perfect because, you know, they'll find, and they're short, they're only 4 stanzas, so it's not, you know, something that you have to labor through. You can just like pick one for each day of the week, for example, if you want to do it that way, mm-hmm. and just read it and read the commentary and then try and practice that during the day. You know, cool. And when you fall down, don't beat yourself up. Just get back up.
Right.
You know, and the more you do that, eventually you're not falling at all.
Yeah. Okay. How do we find your books, Joseph? We're running close on time here. Yeah, tell us how to find the books and to find out more about you.
You can go to lovenotesforyoursoul.com. And that's my website, and that gives all my books, and those that has the links to Amazon and so forth. If you want to get the most popular volume, which is The Power of Angels, you can get that at my website. But you can also go to josephconfidential.com, and that will give you a link that will give you a discount for the book, just for the listeners today.
Okay. Cool.
You can get that in digital form or paperback. Excellent. So it has two forms to get it.
Excellent. Joseph Holmes, he's got that book called Love Notes for Your Soul. Good stuff. And Loving Yourself Wealthy, the whole series of books there. Joseph, I want to thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today and sharing some of your insight with us.
Thank you, Rodney. It was a pleasure.
We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Love to get mail from you and know how you're doing. It's mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney at yahoo.com. Let me know how you're doing. I want to thank my special guest today, Joseph Holmes, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.